Well, Associate Professor Karen Brewer is the co-director Māori at Pūtahi Manawa and is here today to discuss a new Māori-led research initiative exploring the potential heart health benefits of kapa haka. Tēnā koe, Karen. Thank you for joining us on Wāte. Ko tae o tēnei, mihi ana kā koe te tuene. Tēnā koe, Karen.
Tēnā koe, morena.
Thanks for joining us. Many Māori already understand the well-being benefits of kapa haka through lived experience and mātauranga Māori, but why is it important now to build a scientific evidence base around its cardiovascular health benefits?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's something I've grappled with a bit. And I think this isn't about us proving to the wider world that kapa haka is good for us, because, as you say, we already know that. It's about finding kaupapa Māori solutions to the heart health problems that are causing our whānau so much trouble. And I think by focusing on kapa haka, which we already know helps our hauora, we can use science to get a bit more detail about how it works and why it works. And then if the research does show that there are good cardiovascular health benefits, maybe more from some parts of it than others, then we can start to look at how to use kapa haka or some parts of it as a health intervention. I mean, imagine going to the doctor about your heart problem and you come away with a prescription for kapa haka.
Well, that would be a pretty mighty response. I'd have to think, Karen. I do know that you can have heightened energy levels, for instance, the haka. When you lay that down and throw yourself completely into it, it's a surge of adrenaline, of course. And when we look at fitness regimes, some of them are slow walks, but others are encouraging bursts of energy. Certainly the haka would fit into that category. What do researchers currently know about the physical demands of kapa haka, and what specific heart health measures or outcomes would you like to see this new research investigate?
There's been remarkably little research done about the heart health and physical benefits. There's been a lot of research done about more wider well-being. The only study that I'm aware of was done by the Manawa Ora, the Centre for Health in Tauranga. Hannah Lowe and Tasha Burton presented the results of that recently at the Cardiac Society conference in Wellington. And they had analysed the exercise physiology aspects of kapa haka, and also the health improvement measures, and they found improvements in things like blood pressure and blood sugar. And that was a really small study, but it was enough to tell us that there's something worth investigating a bit more. There's a couple of things that I would like to see done. I'd like to see a longitudinal study. That's when the researchers follow the same group of participants for a while, and they take different measures over different time points. So maybe people are improving in their fitness as they build up towards a competition day. Maybe they're at peak at that point and then relax a bit, have some celebrations, the pressure's off, have a bit of a break. You know, how does the heart health benefits change over time? How much do you have to do to kind of maintain it? I think that would be one interesting thing. And the other is, we're not all going to be competing on the stage at Te Matatini. That's the kind of peak physical and exercise and peak everything else. So, but what about the Kaumātua group at your local marae that are doing a much more gentle kapa haka? What health benefits might be in it for those who aren't doing the really full-on version?
Tēnā koe, you say that there have been studies about the benefits of cultural involvement performance, but this is looking more at the cardiovascular or health benefits heart-wise. What shape is the study going to be undertaken in? How's it lay out, and how is it being funded, and by whom, Karen?
So, yeah, there's a few different questions in there. We don't know what shape the study is going to take yet. So at Pūtahi Manawa, we have a fund, so we our money, it's funded by Pūtahi Manawa, where the money comes from the government through the Tertiary Education Commission, and we have set aside some funding for a research project which we're calling Te Korowai Pūtahi Manawa. That's a Māori-led heart health project, community-based. And we've already funded quite a few of those. And the last bit of the funding that we have, we decided we would like to be a bit more targeted in where we direct that. So we've said we want to fund some research that's led by Māori communities about the heart benefits of kapahaka, but we haven't said how we want people to do it. So we've got our call out at the moment for researchers to tell us, we say you've got $300,000 in 2.5 years, or 2 years, I think. How would you do it? Tell us what you'd do. And then we have our funding panel, which will decide how to award the funding based on the applications that we receive.
Tēnā koe, thanks for the explanation. So how could the findings from the research influence future approaches to heart health promotion for our people, particularly in ways that are culturally grounded and, as you say, community-led?
But yeah, there are plenty, well, maybe not plenty, there are cardiac rehab programs out there and prevention programs like the Green Prescription, and they have varying levels of success for Māori. What we do know is that whānau Māori are more likely to stay in health programs that are a good cultural fit and more likely to get benefits when it's a comfortable environment. So I think the more we can shift our health system towards kaupapa Māori initiatives, the better the results are going to be.
Thank you. Associate Professor Karen Brewer with us from Pūtahi Manawa. And if the research confirms significant cardiovascular benefits from kapahaka participation, what impact could that have on health policy or funding and the recognition of kaupapa Māori approaches within the wider health system?
Yeah, well, as we've seen on many fronts, the government and health funders really like to see hard evidence, and particularly things like the economics of health interventions. And I think that's another reason why this is important to get what we need. You know, we already know, as we said at the beginning of this interview, we already know that kapahaka is beneficial, but to get the support we need to maybe be able to incorporate that more within the health system, we need to speak the government's language, show them the benefits in a way that is understandable to them.
Well, that's going to be a tough nut to crack, don't you think?
Yes.
I like your honesty. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, so, you know, we're looking at age ranges. There's some issues of longitudinal studies in there. You might be dealing with people who already have carrying weight, have heart issues, and then are involved in kapahaka. It's a very intriguing area to focus on, though, don't you think, Karen? And somewhat unusual, but also neat in a way and encouraging. How far away are we from making the decision on how it's going to be rolled out and who, in fact, is going to do that? Mahi, what sort of time frame are we looking at here, Karen?
It's quite soon. We're just, I don't have the dates on me right now, and I'm just quickly trying to find it on our website. But anyway, in the next couple of weeks, we will be, we're asking people to let us know their intention to apply for the funding by the 7th of August, and then the applications will close on the 18th of August. And we're going to try and have a pretty quick turnaround of evaluating them then, because we're getting a bit tight in our timeframes for completing the mahi.
Interesting study. Anything else happening at Pūtahi Manawa that might be of interest while I've got you here, Tuahine?
Oh, there's lots of things. We're currently preparing for our summer research program with our students. There's Whatu Malosi, which is the Pacific students, and we're working with Pūhoro STEM with our Māori students to undertake research projects over the summer. And currently got a call out for people to supervise our students, maybe community hauora or community groups that are doing some research or would like to do some research, we can get tertiary students to go out into their communities and learn the ropes. So that's the other thing we're preparing for. Still the middle of winter, but we're working hard preparing for the summer to come.
Well, it's been a pleasure having a cordial with you. Thanks very much for shedding some light on what's a very interesting study ahead, and the correlation between heart health and kapahaka. We'll keep you informed here at Wātea with some wonderful feedback from Associate Professor Karen Brewer, Co-Director Māori at Pūtahi Manawa. Mihi ana kia koe te tuahine. Thanks so much for joining us on Wātea. Ngā mihi.
Ngā mihi.